Hi everybody, Energy with Shea Rizzo, Rebecca Rizzo with the red hair, and I am going to discuss with you today about 9 things to say when your child is feeling anxious. Now these may be some things that I have worked, that I have used and has been successful, or maybe there's things that I wanted to be said to me when I was having an anxiety moment. So these are some 9 things I wanted to go ahead and share with you today. Again, these are all the tools. Again, Energy with Shea Rizzo, Rebecca Rizzo with the red hair. I am all about making sure I share with you all of my techniques, everything that I've learned. Okay. One of the first is, I am here with you. You're safe. Now that's a really good one. Reminding people that they are having a little bit of an insecurity and that they are going to get through this. That's good for anybody, actually. I think when, even as a grown-up, that's the one thing that you strive to hear when you're going through hard times, when you're having those moments, is it's gonna be okay. Number 2, do you wanna do something? Some dancing or running to get rid of some of that worried energy? This is something that's really good. Again, this is not just for kids. It's funny because I can say that it's for kids and that these are good points for kids, but honestly, these are great points for everybody. So when you are having a little bit of nervous anxiety or any kind of anxiety at all, doing some kind of activity to help you get that anxiety out is going to be very important for managing your anxiety, okay? The next is, tell me about it. Okay, again, we're going over 9 things to say to your child when they are feeling anxious. Number 3, like I said, is tell me about it. Getting somebody to talk about it, it makes it seem less large. It doesn't seem so overwhelming anymore. And so when you have somebody to bounce information off of, even if it's just to share the experience that you had, to validate what you saw, or to just have it become real on some level, tell me about it. That's giving your child or that person validation. And when you feel anxious, having that validation is something that is a huge bonus. Number 4 is, what would you like to say to your worry? What might your worry say back? And then what? Okay, so you recognize your worry. You have a worry when you're feeling anxious. You want to make sure, really, what do you want to tell your worry? That you don't have power over me, that you can't make me feel this way, whatever those things are, that it's only temporary. What would you like to say to your worry? Number 5 is, let's draw. Let's do something creative. Let's create something. And I use this technique all the time. You guys know I make jewelry. I do podcasts. I sew. I paint. I do all kinds of stuff to create. It gives me a sense of control and being able to create things that come from nothing but just a thought, and having it turn into reality is very soothing. And that's really, I believe, what we're here for on this planet, in this to have this life experience as a human. Number 6, again, these are the 9 things to say when your child is anxious, or anybody's anxious for that matter. It's all in how you deliver it, right? Okay, number 6, or we did that one. That one's where you're going to ask about, what do you want to say to your worry? Okay, number 7 is, match your breaths with mine. Now, this is a good one. When you have someone who's going through anxiety, they oftentimes have a different cadence in their breath. And so somebody from the outside of that box of anxiety will be able to step in and remind them how to slow down their breathing and bring their focus in to relaxation and to your breath, okay? So when you breathe, you allow them to match with yours. On the count of 3, I want you to breathe in for 3. 1, 2, 3. Hold it for 2. 1, 2. Breathe out for 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you do that, it'll be very easy for them to match your breathing. Okay. Number 8 is, let's think up some endings for what could happen. So if we're feeling anxious about something, you want to think about all the things that could happen and all the good things that could turn out, because you need to remember that, what if it does work out, right? Okay. And the last one that you want to make sure that you know is, what's something we could do to help you feel better? So trying to figure out what's going to solve that issue is going to be just as important as figuring out that you have an issue in the first place. So what is it going to make you feel better? What is it that's going to soothe and make things feel less huge and overwhelming? And do that. So maybe it's going in the kitchen and making something, or maybe it's sitting down and cuddling and watching some TV, or reading a book, or something of that level. Asking your child what it is they need, or whoever it is that's around you, what is it they need that's going to make them feel better, it gives them a chance to shift the focus on the solution rather than the issue. So again, thank you so much for stepping in and joining us, joining me today. I've got such a weird transition going on in my life right now. It feels so weird. And it's like I want to edit myself out of everything right now. So it's really strange. I don't even know. I'm like talking about all of these wonderful things, right? On all these things to do with anxiety. And I'm dealing with so much anxiety right now. And so the only thing that I can do is create. And that's what I'm doing right now, is I'm creating. It'll help me kind of just alleviate some of the anxiety I'm feeling, because there's so many opportunities that are in front of me. And this is the thing that I also want to kind of leave you with, and then I'm going to say goodbye, is even when you're going through life's changes that are positive, when things are advancing nicely and you're getting promoted and you're expanding beyond measure and you're learning about all of those things and you're dealing with your inner child, sometimes things are still hard and they still cause anxiety, and it's still an uneasy, overwhelmed feeling as you're going through all of this awakening process. And so I just want you to remember to be mindful and to take a second to understand that everything's going to be okay and that you deserve happiness. You deserve happiness regardless of whatever mistakes you've made in the past, whoever you've hurt in the past. It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. You deserve happiness right now. That is what's going to change the world. Remember, guys, you find things to observe that make you happy, your vibration will shift. The ripple will shift and start to radiate around you and will bump into others. And then their vibration will change. And then that frequency will start to radiate around them. And it will go on over and over and over again and continue to bump into folks. And so really, you guys, if the one thing that I'm going to leave you with today is, when you are feeling anxious, stop long enough, take yourself out of that thought process of all of that negative momentum, and just for a minute, think about something that makes you happy. Love, light, many blessings. Finding that something that makes you happy can absolutely change our world. Thanks, guys. And please make sure you subscribe, like, share, make a comment. Let me know, is there something that you want to know about? Is there something I've said maybe that doesn't make any sense? Maybe you need to correct me on something? I don't know. I'm totally open to it. But the only way I'm going to find out and become better is with your help. And I think together, that's what it's all about, guys. Together, we can make anything happen. We can raise our vibration up and we can change the world. Love, light, many blessings. Okay, I mean it now. I'm out. Bye.